The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Delivery. He just looked, you know, more compact. It looked like he's putting less effort, sitting in the spots. And, you know, like I said, he had great concentration, great focus. And, you know, and rarely you say that, but, you know, it was like the third inning. And I said, son of a gun, this guy is really, really locked in.
Tim Lincecum for Zip. You heard the call there over San Diego. So the San Francisco Giant with his second no-hitter. Woohoo! What a feat. It is very difficult to throw a no-hitter. Some people just seem to have the right stuff. The great Nolan Ryan threw seven. There's a trivia question for you. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So while we celebrate a no-hitter, what's the scoop on the no emails and the problem with crashing hard drives in the government? Now Gina McCarthy, the head of the EPA, told a House Oversight Committee that, you know what, we're having trouble trying to find some emails from an employee who retired who's accused in accessing a controversial mine project, and they're trying to go after this person, but they're having problems with the email situation, and we already know what the scoop is with Lois Lerner. In fact, that got even crazier because now there's some new emails that show that Lois Lerner somehow accidentally got an invitation a couple of years ago that was supposed to go to Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa. And in the invitation, it said, oh, we'll pick up your wife's deal. So she sent an email to a colleague and said, boy, we should look into this. We should audit this. And they pushed her off of it. But it shows that maybe they are targeting certain people. Perhaps it was her axe to grind. Who knows? But still, the missing emails and the crashing hard drives, now that malady is spreading to other areas of the government. Whoops. You're going to go after somebody? We need to see the emails. Sorry, we don't have them. We can't find them. I say they call up the NSA. Maybe they have some information backed up in the vast pile of things that they accumulate that might answer some of these questions that we're trying to find the answers to. There is no answer for the situation truly at this point to being overrun with illegals at the border. When I say there is no answer, there's no answer that they're going to come up with that's going to satisfy the great need. In fact, it's so bad that they've had to use, and they're going to use, a place where they train Border Patrol agents to go after people crossing the border. They're going to house tens of thousands of immigrants eventually, hundreds of them anyway, and then they're shipping them out and then processing more. These kids from Central America, they're going to hold them in Artesia, New Mexico, because it's got a very big, they've got a very big facility there. But this is where all these agents that they hire train, and their job is to keep the illegals out. Now they're kind of bunking with them. Oh, look who's right over there. And what's been said about it, because it seems ironic, ridiculous, use whatever word you want, what's been said is that this is what we had to do because we've got to process them, and we got to take advantage of this because we have no place to put all these people, all these kids, all these others that are coming over that we have to deport. So the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson had to find temporary housing, and this is what he found, that they're going to use it because they can process people in what they're calling a humane manner. Right now, the fact that you have Border Patrol agents, I just can't weigh that. You have Border Patrol agents training on our, you know, this is our dime, right, Uncle Sam? And then you've got illegals that are being processed to be deported back. It's crazy, but they've used bases. They're out of ideas, apparently, and this is the best they could come up with. And boy, oh boy, it is a nasty situation. This flow of illegal immigrants with a lax border enforcement, all these people that have crossed are not allowed to stay. I mean, they can't stay. This isn't even part of that whole dream thing. That's the problem. The dream deal opened up a whole new Pandora's box along the border. And they're thinking of, you know, Johnson is saying they're building additional detention places for the adults who they apprehend illegally with their kids, because they don't have enough places. They don't have enough places to process. In the case of where they're training in Artesia, the Border Patrol agents, they say they have about 700 beds or so that they can probably use. So temporarily they can do that. Wow. There was even a place in Lawrenceville, Virginia, called St. Paul's College that's shut down. And they wanted to open it up and put about 500 kids in there. But the people got wind of it. The people who lived around it and the local city council got wind of it. And they were furious. There was so much of a backlash that they couldn't go forward. How would you feel if that was going on in your neighborhood? It's a bitter pill, I think, for us as Americans to have to swallow this, because once again, even if you, let's just say you agreed with the policy, I know you're all falling over now, but they had no way to implement this, they had no way to make sure who was coming in, they invite people over through newspapers, it's so dangerous for the younger kids who are getting lost in that, but then what about the nefarious types who are all mixed in with this? Perfect time to get across the border because it's just too much. And there's no place to go through these processes, which is why there is the big push to hurry up and find the biggest places, the bunks, the areas where we can do it, where we can process, because we just don't have enough. We just don't have enough room. I think that one of the worst jobs in the world right now would be along that border, handling what's happening and trying to figure out a way to process faster. And I think they've got to just push back as many as they can. You have to do that thing where you're flying back. And that is happening, but not at a fast enough rate. And guess who's paying for it? You are, and I am. Oh, yeah. Stay with us. I'm booting it to the other side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. is, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Big shout out to everybody listening in those nooks and crannies. And boy, we've picked up a couple more affiliates. We're going to talk about it a little bit later. Right now in our virtual green room, Peel Back the Onion with Andrew Szabo, marketing, branding, and strategy expert. Boy, I'll tell you what, in Washington, they sure could use, I think, some strategy. Andrew, you and I have been talking about this, actually, the last couple of weeks, the atrocities with the whole VA system. And now the congressional budget office is saying that the VA overhaul could cost about $50 million. I had on the show our pal Bob Ney, who's a former congressman from Ohio, and he said, oh yeah, they could. Are you kidding? Every penny of that is what they'll have to spend on it. But Senator Richard Burr said the figure was grotesquely out of line. What do you think?
Well, you know, $50 million, and you cut the government that is spending, you know, and overspending by the amount of it, by trillions, is actually not a lot of money. I mean, we're talking of a very small amount of the overall percentage of the budget. And one has to look at it as the, you know, how do we value lives? I mean, we're talking about lives being lost here. It's absolutely scandalous. And I mean, some of the reports that I've seen today say that more than 1,000 vets may have died to mismanagement. I mean, that is appalling. So, you know, in the bigger scheme of things, you know, I think, you know, that's not I think it's worth to say, we have to spend the money. I mean, we're talking about years of neglect. I mean, had they been spending a little bit over a period of time, we wouldn't have gone into this problem. And this is what happens when you neglect things, then you have to pay a little bit more to correct it. So, and I think, I don't look at that number as being grotesque, actually. So I'm coming from a different point of view. I think, over the last 10 years, that misconduct and as a quote, somebody called it a culture of mismanagement at the VA, Department of Veterans Affairs, I think has been appalling. I think what's more important is why aren't more people being held accountable to this? I mean, this is, you know, people complain about the war in Iraq and how many lives have been lost there. You know, we're talking, you know, a few thousand lives, but add another 1,000 lives to that, that's really appalling. They shouldn't be dying at the hands of Americans, but their fellow Americans because of a culture of mismanagement.
I agree. That's what I say every single night on the show. You can't ask people to serve, give them these promises at the end. They do it and don't complain, and you look at what's happened over the years, and then to say, sorry, too bad for you, sorry you can't get an appointment, and it's appalling that people actually died waiting. No question about it. Whatever it cost, I think it has to be done, and the word grotesquely, forget about it. No, it doesn't fit in that equation whatsoever.
Number to add to that equation, that is, they've already paid out more than $200 million.
Yep.
Federal wrongful death claims by about nearly £1,000. That is grotesque.
Yep.
That's
yep.
a grotesque number.
Yep, yep, shouldn't have happened, absolutely. Going down this path and they keep going down it, and then look ultimately at what happens. It's always about the reaction afterwards. How about this one? Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is saying, he said this Tuesday, that the Senate should move the Export-Import Bank authorizing legislation despite massive opposition from actually House Republican conservatives. The bank finances U.S. exports, and it's really being championed in the House from some in the House. Republican Eric Cantor, as you know, lost his post in the leadership, and of course he was the main guy pushing it. So they lost their guy. McConnell voted against the bank in the past, but he said Tuesday it's worth considering this year. There's lots of controversy over it because of the guaranteed loans, because it's big businesses, and because we're talking about millions and millions and millions of dollars. What do you think?
Well, I mean, this is, for those listeners who are perhaps not familiar with Ex-Im Bank, I mean, you're talking, a lot of what Ex-Im Bank does, its finances are exports. You know, you're dealing with a situation, so let's take a Boeing, for example. They're selling aircraft to some other country. What the Ex-Im Bank does, it helps to finance those receivables. You're talking about massive amounts of dollars, and it guarantees, because, you know, unlike if you're doing a transaction here in this country, you have recourse. It's much easier to have recourse. If a client of mine, you know, doesn't pay me, I can pick up and get an attorney. It's all settled here with the United States. When you're dealing with exports and you're dealing with other countries, if you don't have Ex-Im Bank, it's going to force companies, they'll shy away from exports, or they'll shy away from countries where there's potential sales opportunities. If you don't have that, that's going to cost potentially jobs here in the United States. So, I think actually the Ex-Im Bank is one of the few government programs that I think works, because it provides loans, loan guarantees, and credit insurance to help foreign buyers purchase American products. And, its charter expires in September, and if they don't bring in this legislation, they're not going to be able to back new loans. Now, what I don't understand is Boehner backing off his support for this. I think that's a poor strategy, and he was Speaker in 2012 when the bank was last reauthorized. He supported it then, as nearly did half of the Republicans currently in the House. So this is not good for business if they don't do this. I think that's a poor strategy. I know there's been some issues of some improprieties within the bank, some allegations of kickbacks, but
yeah.
Again, they got a clean house a little bit there probably, but certainly this is a government program that for the most part is actually not costing taxpayers a lot of money because these are loans and insurance and that money is paid back. So this is a program that I think yields a positive return on investment.
Yeah, it's interesting. We had the opposite of that, Americans for Prosperity, talking about it. And we've seen both sides of this coin, even from Republicans as to whether it works, doesn't work. Like you say, for sure they have to clean house. There's no doubt about that. Hey, I got to throw this one in because I knew you would love this. How about President Clinton today being put on the spot about Hillary Clinton's comments about money? And Clinton said, dead broke. I mean, that's factually true. We were dead broke. And I don't know, that to me that just doesn't play well in Des Moines, Iowa, and for everybody else, the mere mortals out there thinking dead broke, and then you look at what the speaker's fees are and books and all that kind of stuff. So from a strategy point of view, I think that's a bad strategy. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you and I are both, in addition to all the other things we do, we're professional speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And getting a speaking fee for over $500,000 for 45 minutes, I mean, they are commanding some of the highest speaking fees on the circuit. And, and they did, you know, coming right out of the gate. I mean, this has been going on for some time. Several presidents, I mean, they know if they may not have had a lot of money compared to, perhaps some other presidents, but coming out of the White House, but they know that their coffers are going to be filled instantaneously. Plus, there's a lot of money that they have these transition costs. When you come out from being both the either president or vice president, if you saw, but Biden is complaining that he's dead broke and he's going to be he has only his retirement pensions and all that. But even Biden gets about $5 million in his first year to help transition him into private life. Give me a break. This is out of touch with reality. And what the average American has to deal with. You know, they were lucky to get anything like that in their entire lifetime, let alone what they make in one single year. I mean, that's the reality. You got to compare it. What the Clintons made in one year coming out of the White House is way more than the average American makes in their lifetime.
Out of touch, and that's the problem. Boy, you don't want to do that. You don't want to let that flow out there, whether you're a Republican, Democrat, whoever you are. You got to be aware of the constituents and who you're talking to, without a doubt. Would you believe we are out of time? Peel back the onion. Andrew Szabo, thank you so much.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy. Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, still priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats. 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
The truth is that this administration has dramatically altered immigration enforcement policies. The timing of change in policies correlates closely with the steep uptick of individuals showing up at the border.
The facts simply do not support the claim that this administration's actions have somehow led to the current situation.
All right, so you got two different points of view, obviously, from the Hill. You've got Congressman Bob Gulati and you have Congressman Conyers talking about immigration. Conyers, the Democrat, saying, listen, it just doesn't match up. And Gulati saying it's ridiculous that the policies are to blame. I would say the biggest blunder especially is, okay, let's do this. But while we're sitting here, as I mentioned at the top of the show, brainstorming this thing out, gee, what are we going to do with all the kids that come in, and what about all the people who aren't really supposed to be here, but they're just flooding in thinking that they can come to the United States and they'll be granted citizenship? Because seriously, that's what's happening. So now all of a sudden it's like, it's the light bulb moment. Read it in the paper, we're coming. And we're seeing that the lodging thing is a big problem, which I explained, where you have the crazy Border Patrol facility that's big, where they're training the people who are supposed to crack down on the people that are being housed at the very same place where they are. The details are the devil of this whole thing because the details were not thought out. So, okay, we decide to do this. It's happening. Yay, yay, yay. And then we don't have a way to do this. So how about the Mexican president, Peña Nito, who is saying that those have crossed in recent months are not going to be allowed to stay. He's upset with that, saying that it's wrong and that there should be a way to be able to make this policy stick and stick in the right direction. It's like, what? Okay, so now the president of the country that's funneling the people through is saying it's on you. It's on you. It's on your end. You got to do something about this. So we're building detention places. We're apprehending people who are coming across with their kids illegally. And now the numbers that we have to remove are going to be even higher. I don't know how many times I can say it, and I know I've told this story before, and if you just tuned in and you've never heard it before, I saw with my own eyes, didn't read about it, didn't hear about it, hearsay from somebody else, went to the border, traveled with the Border Patrol several times, one time for a week, another time for a week and a half, and saw exactly what it was like and how hard it was and how much they even knew half the people they would apprehend. And then they'd be sent back and they'd do that whole deportation thing. But now this is just massively crazy because there's no place for these kids. And some of the kids who are coming over by themselves are having trouble even with translators, with speaking English, scared to death, trying to figure out what they're doing and where they're going. There were some parents, because of the horrendous things that were happening in Honduras, for example, that thought, well, I'll just send my son and daughter and whoever out because maybe they'll make a better life. Like it's the old country and we're getting them, we're going to store them away on a boat and maybe they'll get through Ellis Island and maybe someone will take pity on them. And I don't know how many of those stories exist, but there's more than people think. There's more than people think. So, without question, the situation is untenable. It's inhumane. It's ridiculous. There are so many aspects to this that make it so much worse. And every day there's just another twist in this ongoing saga in the United States that just does not add up. It doesn't make sense. But it's the ultimate hot potato. People want to get elected. They want to say the right thing to their constituents. It depends on the makeup of the constituents as to what they're going to say. A lot of people who are running are fearful to really touch immigration in any way because of what happened with Eric Cantor, who was the second most powerful Republican in the House until he wasn't. But it wasn't only immigration that sent Cantor spiraling downward, but it was one aspect of it. So that just pushes the whole thing off again. I mean, the one thing we can't afford to do is bury our head in the sand because we're paying for this. We're paying for it every single day. I mean, who's building these places, these facilities? Where is that money coming from? It's coming from taxes. That's where it's coming from. That's why so many people got upset in the one town in Virginia because they didn't want that college opened up that was shuttered down. They didn't want any of their, local money to go into that. But more importantly, they were worried about what if some of that gang element got in there and processing all these people. It's not just, oh, 5 and 6 year old kids. It's a mixture of people that are involved in this. And they didn't want that. They didn't want that happening because they saw what was happening in Texas, and there have been a lot of problems in Texas with people taking off, with people ripping people off, all kinds of things. So somebody better get wise and do something about it. The one person I wouldn't want to be on that cabinet, I wouldn't want to be Jay Johnson. I wouldn't want to be the Homeland Security patsy because at this point, that's what you are. You're beholden to the president, and then all these different opinions in Congress with very little resources because they're all getting eaten up by the amounts of people that are coming over, and there's a lack of a clear-cut way to process all these people. So much so that we had to open up that academy to house all the people that, to house a big chunk of the kids that were coming over illegally because they thought it would be easier to do that. Oh my. Crazy. All right, so we seg from what's happening along the border, and reports that there are kids that are showing up dead. How many at this point? We don't know, but it's not good. To a couple of other things that are making what I call the water cooler buzz, something that you might be talking about while you're filling up your gas tank, or maybe you do the barbershop thing or catch some grub with your buddies in the morning once a week somewhere at the local dive or diner or wherever it might be. And I think the other thing that people are talking about is the VA, because there's still this leftover feelings, rightfully so, and problems related to, okay, now what do we do with the VA? Meaning some good things are happening. We're trying to go back and trying to process people, get them through faster, figure out ways to help and all that kind of stuff. But how about this Virginia whistleblower who has now detailed the abuse and what the boss did in reporting what was happening at the VA? That it was just barbaric. This was a nurse who spent 28 years in Albany, New York, when she came forward and decided she was going to report what was going on. There were stolen drugs, there was mistreatment of the patients, there were all kinds of other things happening besides these waiting list deals. She said that doctors had restrained a patient for 7 hours, which, of course, is against the rules there, and that because she spoke out and saw constant problems, they pushed her into an office cubicle. They took away her nursing title and her supervisor title, and now she's got a 30-day suspension without pay. So there is this thing about the whistleblowers who are getting blowback, except for the one who blew the lid off of Phoenix, because that whistleblower had retired, and the second they retired, they decided, okay, I'm going to say something about these waiting lists. So when you're talking about people stealing 5,000 vials of morphine from a locked drawer, and that the vials were refilled with saline solution that was given to the veterans in hospice care, that is sick, twisted, and they need to be prosecuted for that. So think about that. Someone's dying. They need pain management. That's what hospice is about, and they're getting saline solution instead of the morphine. That is critical when somebody's dying of cancer or whatever it is. And there's no oversight. So nobody helped those veterans who were dying, and they knew that what they were pumping into them. This is Albany, New York. And we keep hearing about other atrocities. I say it's time to say forget about this VA system and start with the private care. Give them a card. Make it a forced deal. People that are coming in the country illegally, for goodness sake, are getting better care in some cases than these veterans. I mean, that's ridiculous. And then that's one of the worst things I've heard, the hospice story. So the person who blew the whistle on that is really starting to feel the heat, and good for her that there's more stories that are being written about it, this whole 30-day suspension and all this other stuff. And then, of course, having to lawyer up, because what are you going to do, realizing, okay, now I'm probably going to be fired, but I can't stand what's happening here anymore. So I have to say something. And she's not the only one. There are 37 different VA employees who are whistleblowers who are feeling the heat, and now that's being investigated. Oh, me oh my oh. Coming up, we're hitting the mailbag. Hang with us.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Than Kurt Busch could ever hope to move his machine around those ovals. So here we are. We find ourselves at the tail end of ATN for this time around, too. Talking about a couple of different things and the craziness of what's gone on in these VA hospitals. I've said this. I've been in many of them. I've had family members who have served. In fact, everyone around me has served, all the men in my life, including my husband, who was in the Navy. And it's just this, and I know there's good doctors. I have met some of the good doctors. I have seen people that have gotten good treatment, but unfortunately, it seems like it's far and few between. And to me, hearing, just pushing me right over the edge, the saline solution is just despicable. What human does that? Oh, who cares? You know, this is, instead of the morphine, we're going to get it. We need it. We're going to sell it. We're going to do whatever we're going to do with it. And too bad for them. We're going to pump it into those bottles. Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let's go out to Phil in Missouri. Hey, Phil.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. I feel I've really accomplished something today. I called both of my senators from Missouri, and I think I got both of them agitated at me.
You're on the list, just like me. I know it.
Exactly. I started off with Senator Blunt's office, And I called his office a couple weeks ago to have him propose a question on the floor of the Senate. And he still hadn't made the proposal or asked the question. And my question was, if the terrorists that Obama just freed go out and commit crimes against Americans, will Obama be held as an accessory after the fact? Because essentially he is, because he let him go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that question didn't get asked. So the person said, well, Mr. Blunt didn't support that action, and he doesn't support it in any way. I said, well, that wasn't what I asked. I asked, did he propose the question on the floor of the Senate? Well, I don't. He doesn't support that. So I got them aggravated. So after I did that, I decided to call. I won't call her how she's listed in my phone. Senator Claire's office, and I'd done some looking on. There's an AP story about how her husband received something like somewhere between 10 and 20 million from the stimulus package.
Yeah.
And I asked about that, and her people said, well, that's a Todd Akin smear ad, attack ad that was run against her. And I said, no. I said, how can it be a Todd Akin attack ad when it's an AP story? And a little bit of silence there.
They hadn't seen it.
Yeah. And well, I haven't seen that. He was just stuttering all over the freaking place. And I'm like, yeah, how can it be an Akin story when it's an AP story? So I feel pretty good. Until I'll be feeling pretty good about this till I get audited next year in my IRA.
Because that's what happens. They listen to us and then we get letters. How about some applause for Phil in Missouri? Woohoo! All right, that's what we keep saying. It's power to the people that you got to do
exactly.
That kind of stuff, Phil. The more people that do it, the more agitated you make the people who represent you. You are paying for them, in a sense, to represent you.
Exactly.
So it's good that you did that, and if they didn't like it, too bad. Yeah, that's good. Keeping the agitator Phil. I love it. He's the prime example. That's what you have to do. And you know, from the time I was a kid, I guess I was taught this because I know a lot of times people are raised where they say, "Don't talk about religion and politics," which I guess it makes sense what I do, right? So always I was taught to do that. To stand up, to look deeper at something, to question it, even if you like the person representing you, to call their office, to have a chat with them, to talk to their aides. And you do those phone tree things or petitions or whatever it is, and trust me, a lot of times, and we've seen this happen, things are reversed. Things go in a different direction, and votes go in a different direction because then, bingo, the light goes off. They realize what their people are really thinking that they represent in Washington. All right, on that note, lots of opinions for the people who are listening to America Tonight through the miracle of Al Gore's internet. Let's go check the email.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Al, who says, Kate, I am so tired of hearing, like others, I'm sure, about this whole Lois Lerner thing, because we don't believe the story. Listen, I don't care if you are a lifelong Democrat. You cannot think this is some Republican smear campaign. Yeah, the Republicans might use the opportunity to jump on it, but you can't say that something isn't fishy here. How is it that she pleads the fifth, and then when they go to get specific emails to try to link the connection as to why she was doing what she was doing, they can't find those emails, and, oh, the system crashed, by the way. Why is that? So here's the deal. Why is that? Yeah. Why is that answer? It's crazy. What they've uncovered, because they are investigating this, what they've uncovered so far, I saw this today, some emails that show Lerner targeted specifically a Republican senator for a proposed internal audit. So the emails were published late on Wednesday by the House Ways and Means Committee, and it focused on Lerner, who, of course, is in the middle of this scandal over the Tea Party groups, targeting the Tea Party groups. And the emails show that she received an invitation intended for Senator Charles Grassley in 2012, and the event organizer offered to pay for Grassley's wife to attend the event, which caught, I guess, Lerner's attention, and it just went to her by accident, supposedly. And the emails show that in response, she suggested to an IRS colleague that the case should be referred for an audit, and just wrote apparently, looked like they were inappropriately offering to pay for his wife. Maybe we should refer for an exam. But the colleague pushed back on it, saying an offer to pay for his wife is not necessarily forbidden on face value, and there's no indication that, you know, that went any further. But it just goes to show you some of the craziness that was happening there. So at every turn, it almost looks like she was a political hatchet person, because she was passionate about her party and passionate about perhaps going after some of the people in the Republican Party. That's the, you know, maybe the philosophy with the whole Tea Party thing. But then that would say that this was all on her, this was her deal, and nobody else was involved in this. And I just find it hard to believe that there wasn't somebody who would be further up the chain that would have said, okay, this is what we're doing, push these aside. And we still haven't gotten to the bottom of it. And you've got the IRS commissioner, John Kazakin, who has been called to testify twice on the Hill since last week on those lost emails, right? And they just have no answer for it. I mean, he wasn't in the middle of this. He was the guy who, Johnny come lately to the party. But it doesn't make any sense. I just don't think it's, all these things are weird coincidences. That's a good example. How many weird coincidences are you allowed in life? You know? And especially when it pertains to one particular thing in one particular area. I think you get like one. You start to get two and three, and boy, you go beyond that, and we know it's phony baloney nonsense. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.